Saturday with defending champion Los Angeles hosting Seattle. The WNBA announced last week also it would be showing 20 games a year on Twitter over the next few seasons. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com.
Wind River Resort and Casino is offering a fabulous Mother's Day brunch on Sunday, May 14th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Buffet includes omelet station, prime rib, pork loin, fresh chilled crab, steamed clams, honey lime shrimp, and an array of delicious trimmings and desserts. Adults $28 with River Club card. Children $11. Kids under 5 eat free. All ladies will be entered into a drawing for a Wind River Retreat Spa package. Reservation suggested. Call 1-800-280-UIN. For complete menu, log on to windriver.com. It's better at the river.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Trivia is better at the River.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. The 12th of May, 2017, 530-605-4567 is our phone number. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Jared. How you doing, buddy?
I am doing well.
In our weekly times we get together.
Yeah.
Sometimes we see each other more. So, and of course, Linda is
good
back.
Morning, everybody. Great to be back.
How was mom's birthday?
Great. My mother's 84th birthday was May 10th. And I think if I'm
your mom is still hot looking.
You believe that? And you know, she just giggles when he says that. And it's true. People go, my God, your mother looks like your sister. And it's true. She's just, yeah.
I wouldn't go that far.
Well, okay.
I do remember the time that I said, hey, come here, you hottie. And you turned around. I said, no, I'm talking about your mom. She's loved me ever since. So,
oh, anyway, so thank you, everybody. It was great. It's important. It's just really important to cherish the moments. So I didn't expect to go down for my mother's birthday. And, of course, Mother's Day Sunday, we have a lot of stuff we're doing to prepare for the rodeo. And we'll be giving tickets away and sharing those things with you later. But, you know, I just feel like time is precious. And I want to just squeeze in everything I can get. And my parents are doing well. And you know what I mean? Just to be, I feel like maybe in my teenage years and maybe later on in life, I just traveled the world and I didn't think of how, when I lived in Hong Kong and did things, how it may affect my mom. And as I get older, I think of how unnerving that must have been for her.
Well, just think of everybody whose kids are leaving the nest.
Oh, my
gosh.
And
traveling cross country. Just cross country, still inside, still
right.
In the United States.
Right.
My granddaughter told my mom. Told my daughter that, I'm going to be going to school, maybe on the East Coast, maybe on the West Coast. She says, but I'll miss you so much. And she says, Mom, you can handle it. You can handle it. She just says that to her like that.
Yeah,
so,
I'm out of here. She's,
yeah,
I'm going to be
I'm
gone.
I'm out of here. I'm going. Albuquerque, New Mexico is fine, but I'm going someplace
else.
Well,
I had a conversation with somebody yesterday, and I'm going to get quickly to this, and where it's true. We do have a group of gals that are going to be empty nesters this year, friends that we have, couples. And what's that going to be like for them? You know, just to feel that's an energy that's missing. It kind of leads into our next guest that's going to be great. Like, you may want to adopt a pet. But before we get there, let's talk about our weather. Currently 45 degrees in the downtown studio. Slight chance of showers today with our highs of 67. This is according to the National Weather Service. Tonight calls for a slight chance of showers with our lows of around 45. And tomorrow calls for a slight chance of showers. Now, tomorrow on Chestnut Street, it's a block garage sale. So we've got a bunch of stuff we're putting out there, and why not? Because everybody else up and down the street are too.
You want to see where we live? Come on by. You
want to
buy motorcycle stuff? Come on by.
Yeah, we got a lot of Harley stuff.
I've got stuff from Desert Storm that's going to be out there for sale. Desert Storm, Iraqi Freedom, a few other things. No, not automatic weapons or things like that. But just military minutiae.
Chestnut Street, that's downtown by the jail.
Off of slight
and on Sunday, we have partly sunny, then a slight chance of showers with our highs of 75 on Sunday. And then Sunday evening, looks like we're rolling around 49 with our lows. We'll go back with a further in-depth forecast. But as it stands right now, the weather report is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. And now, our pet of the week with us, Amy. Good morning.
Good morning. My input really quick. I am looking forward to empty nest at this phase in mommyhood. I'm like, oh, they get to leave at some point?
Because so how old are they?
I have an almost 9. She'll be 9 on the 17th.
Uh-huh.
And a 3-year-old.
Oh, my gosh.
Going on like 15. She blows my mind. The youngest one.
She's the boss.
She is the boss. She's smart. So she's smarter than she should be. And that's like the issue with her. Mm-hmm. She is too smart for her own good.
My goodness. So she bosses the family around, doesn't
bosses
she?
Bosses me around. She bosses the dogs around. It doesn't matter. She bosses everybody around.
Well, I remember a four-year-old, the 3 or 4-year-old, when my granddaughter, she was that age, and she got to the phone first. And so she's running and answered and then runs around the table, not letting her mom. And she knows if she stays on the other side of the table, mom can't get
to
her.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's great. I played that game last night.
Oh, yeah. So, hey, you've got a beauty here.
I do. I have such a good boy. I have Buster today.
Oh, he looks like Buster.
He does look like a Buster. I was just nicknamed him Buster Downtown Brown today for some reason. I don't know. I always have to give him like longer names. I always feel like they need these like surnames.
He looks like Buster Downtown Brown.
He does. And he's such a good boy.
He knows he's turning around looking at you.
He's about 5 years old, so he's completely out of puppy stage.
Yep.
Very well behaved. He knows his boundaries, his manners, his you know, he doesn't push the limits. He's really good on a leash. He's very, very sweet, very calm. He takes a little bit to warm up to people, and as soon as he does, like, he's kind of one of those dogs you know that once he makes a loyal connection, that is it for life.
Well, he is – okay, let's describe him. He's a pity, but he's got a completely white head except for a little bit of a brown ear and a red nose.
Yeah.
And he has some white on his body, and he is
He's kind of tall.
He's kind of tall. He is. There's obviously a cross in there.
Yeah, he's a little.
He's not a little. Yeah, he's a little lanky. Like he's got some. Maybe some lab or something like that.
Yeah.
But he is just adorable. And right now he's crawling across the floor so Jared can. He's on his belly, crawling across the floor so Jared can scratch his ears.
Yeah, and when
Jared, here's a dog. Now, Jared, I see you with this one.
when he gets excited too, he sneezes. When you're petting him and loving on him, he kind of. groans like.
Anyway, he's laying on the ground, and now he's kind of walking around, seeing. And he actually, it started to wag. Just the tip of the tail wagged at the Bob.
Yeah.
So you know, it means he probably gets along with everybody.
If
he gets along with the Bob.
He actually, his adoption fee is only $25 if you bring in some non-perishable items.
That's right.
So Stuff the Bus is actually today. So they're doing the big thing today. So we're taking our canned goods down and all of our non-perishable items, which we've gotten quite a lot. So we're excited to donate towards that. However, we will be extending it until tomorrow. So we're actually going to Stuff the Bus today, and then we're still going to accept donations tomorrow for our $25 dog adoption. So there's still a chance.
How did last weekend go?
Oh, last week it was so fun, and I just want to thank everybody who came out and supported us, and Splash Dogs was fun, and I didn't know there was going to be ponies, so that changed my entire day. I walked outside, and I was like, wait, nobody said anything to me about ponies.
I didn't see ponies.
I almost called in, and then, no. Nope, there was little cute ponies, and there was the really nice lady from Tortoise Acres came, and she had her big tortoises, a couple big ones, and then she had these little tiny hatchling babies that you could watch eat little leaves and just be really cute, so it was a great day, and we want to, you know, obviously thank all of our vendors that came out and supported us. So we had it was a blast.
We'll still go into Haven Humane today and look at
Buster Downtown Brown.
Buster Downtown
Brown. Now, is he good on the leash? Good on the leash?
Yes, he is.
Because he's a strong thing.
No, and he does not pull at
all. Doesn't pull, and so he's housebroken.
He loads up in a crate really well. He rides in the car fine. I have not heard him make a peep. I think he does okay with other dogs, but we always do introductions just to be sure.
Kids?
Yes, he does go with kids.
So it's what, eight and above because he's big?
Yeah. And okay. I'm not sure about cats. I haven't had the pleasure of testing him yet with cats, but I didn't see anything in his, you know, if we know they're not good with cats, we say something about it, yeah.
Well, he looks like a good dog. You know what? Here's the kind of dog that you could take for a walk and along the river trail, and you're, even if he doesn't do anything, he looks like he could protect you.
Yeah.
And he's somebody for around the house. You know, it's one of those things that if you want to make a safe house,
right,
you have, you know, you do several things, and one of them is have a dog.
Yeah, and you know, puppies are so much work.
That's right.
And to adopt
like
a dog
kids.
That's a little bit older is, I mean, one, it's so it's so needed for us, you know. Like,
right,
puppies go flying right out the door, but our older dogs sometimes sit sometimes. I wouldn't say he's older. I mean, he's five years old.
You've got a lot of time with these dogs.
Yeah, and he, you know, he's going to already come not chewing everything in your house up, you know.
So like
it's,
right.
It's a win-win. Right. You get a best friend, and you don't have to deal with puppyhood. So, and I'm
Put his head in your lap and just want to be loved on.
Yeah, and he doesn't require a ton of exercise. He's not going to require a lot, you know, from you. So he was just a really calm, sweet dog. He would just be good with just about anybody.
Haven Humane. What's the phone number, hon?
241-1653, 7449 East Side Road. Come see us. We're open Monday through Saturday, 11 to 5, and Wednesdays till 11.
Okay.
Yep.
Great.
Thank you so much, Amy.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right.
Have a great weekend.
You bet. You know what? With a dog like that, you'd have to pump up the bed in your sleep number because he's probably weighs, what, 60 pounds? So you get that 60 pounds on your bed, you probably have to pump it up from 40 to a 50, Linda, on setting.
That's right. My sleep number setting is, well, I think last night I came home after that long drive at 40. And pretty soon I'm sure their sleep number is going to come up with a doggy number.
A doggy number. You know what?
They probably got a doggy
bed. So you have not only on both sides, but at the bottom of the bed, at the foot of the bed, you
can put a little triangle
down there. Hey, you know what? We were talking about the best, you know, that how much we enjoy the beds. And right now, you can get some great, great deals at Sleep Number. The Queen starts at only $899.99. It's been ranked highest in customer satisfaction with mattresses by J.D. Power for 2 years in a row. But we've been sleeping on it for 3 years and just having a great time. Well, I mean sleeping. My Sleep Number setting is 60.
And mine's 40.
Yeah, it's right. And right now, for final clearances, you can save $900 to $1,200 on selected mattresses as Sleep Number makes rooms for newest innovations. Yeah, so there. So go on down to the Target Shopping Center and stop and hop onto that old bed and let them see what it's like.
Quit rolling
your
eyes.
You're going to like it. Like that, huh, Jared? 18 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. We'll be right back, I hope.
It's time again for those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys to suit up for rodeo week. Monday morning, keep watch. The lone stranger and sidekick will rob a bank and hide their loot. Win cash by listening to the clues and unmasking those dastardly scoundrels. Tuesday's street dance, chili cook-off, and quick draw contest is in Buckaroo Flats, and Friday morning's world-famous pancake breakfast in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are $4 in advance. Special thanks to Silverthorne Resort for their generous houseboat donation.
It's reported vehicle collision repair technology is advancing faster than medicine. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Alan Gordon, CEO of Coachmaster, is doing his part to provide the North Valley with the latest technology. He has added another frame machine using ultrasound computer measuring. Ultrasound can measure the frame and produce a printed document to verify any damage before repair is started. When repair is completed, an after document is printed for verification. Finally, wheel alignment is by our 3D imaging system. It produces the most accurate wheel alignment and also verifies frame accuracy, providing additional confidence for the vehicle owner. Three lasers, ultrasound measuring, infrared, 3D imaging. This sounds like NASA, but no, it's the best equipped collision repair shop in the North Valley. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
As consumers, we've learned how that if something's too good to be true, it usually is.
Wow, according to this email, I've just been given $10 million from a nice lady in South Africa.
With our new Weight Loss Powder, you can take 40 pounds off in 15 days without any exercise or eating less.
Yeah, too good to be true. Premier Oil Change's Premier Rewards Program. You earn points that you redeem for oil changes and services for every dollar you spend. Add to that free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi while you wait in your vehicle during your service, and a free beverage. You found something that's too good and true. Last year, Premier Oil Change guests earned thousands of dollars worth of free services, and the good news is there's no sign-up necessary. Visit us in Palisadro, Premier's in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you can get a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Ever since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball. From Soho down to Brighton.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindbach. Good morning. It's Friday, the 12th of May. Oh, it is going to be tonight, a day off. We're going on a media ride today with all of the media people for the Reading Rodeo, and we're all going to be out at the Quorum Ranch. And if you've never been out there, it is absolutely beautiful. You know, it's across the dam.
Beautiful.
It's beautiful. And they hold things out there like you can get
retreats,
not only business, you know, businesses go out there. You can have parties, weddings. Mm-hmm. You're looking down at the river. And it's, you know, and that dam, and it's, I mean, it's really beautiful. It absolutely is. And we're going to go out there on a ride with all the rest of, you know, the radio stations and the TV stations are coming out there with us, and it's just kind of a good time. And then lunch provided by Best Little Sandwich Shop.
Yeah, this
and
is a great.
By the way, they cater. It's not just sandwiches.
They are so good.
They do it all.
And I say this with pride because we started this back in the days of Anselmo, KCNR. You know, we had a great relationship when Reverge was here and with Anselmo. So, and they had, of course, their trail rides out there. So we said, and he had said, let's just host the media out here. So it kind of evolved to that. So now fast forward, Quorum Ranch. We did Quorum Ranch, last year. And it's just, Curtis and his lovely bride are just wonderful. They're owners. And,
Curtis Byron.
Yes.
Of Siskiyou Insurance.
Yes. And so they say, come on out. And, you know, we've got a lot of things kind of happening with the rodeo coming up. Of course, the Marine Corps, color guard, the mounted color guard, they're coming in. They're being housed, again by, local people who are really just doing wonderful things to reach out. But this is what the beginning of today is for us, is that we do our media ride. We get to know, you know, like, even we don't, I guess some people would say they're our competitors, but they're really our friends, because when it comes to something like the rodeo, we all get behind supporting the rodeo and, all the people that come here internationally for this particular event. So we all need to make it the best that it can be. So anyway, we're going to the Quorum Ranch, like I said, today, and the food is being provided by Best Little Sandwich Shop. And this is just all donated, guys, yeah, for the media to just come together and, like I said, promote.
Now, and we want to give a big shout out to, you know, a number of people, like, and we have already, but Crown Motors. And Steve, the general manager down there, has provided a van for the Marines to get around in town, so that, you know, they come in here with their trucks, but to get around in town, he's providing a van from Crown Motors for them to be in from Wednesday through Sunday morning when they leave. Great people doing that, and we just had a lot of, you know what, we have so much support here. One, because it's the Rain Rodeo, and two, because, you know, because it's the military. So I can't say enough. All right, let's talk about a few things here before we keep going on with the show. Downtown Food Court, Todd Franklin and his idea, which is moving forward down there in Carnegie Park. There's, of course, it's fenced off because of the the transients, the homeless, they just loaded in the park. You know, I'm not going to get into the bathroom that they use there and all this. He made a deal with the city to put in five food trucks, five or six food trucks there. He wants to put in a patio, a big patio, fire pits, all these things. And it was kind of like it was brought out like that. And at that point when it was announced and, you know, the idea of moving forward, the firestorm hit. Dr. Crawford, who owns those buildings down there where Enjoy the magazine is and Shameless O'Leary,
the Aveda Spa
owns that block there. He came out and said, "Wait a minute, if it's just a money thing, I'll pay you more money. I'll pay you $5 more a month than he's paying, which is $800 a month for that area right there." And then he went on to say, nobody said anything, and it's gonna damage businesses, you know, blah, 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 and he wrote this long letter. And there were several responses to that was, you know, you weren't doing anything before, you're only doing it now because of, Todd Franklin's doing this. Well, now it's grown even since then. Now, it was supposed to open in June. Well, it's not gonna open in June, which is very, very quickly approaching us. And for a variety of reasons, water, they're going to have to put in more water lines. They're going to have to put in more electrical lines to be able to handle all of this. And the other things are is that the other, you know, and as far as the wine, he was going to have a beer and wine bar there. Well, that's run into problems because the ABC, Alcohol Beverage Control Board, has gotten a bunch of complaints from local businesses that said, wait a minute, why is he going to be able to put that there? Et cetera, et cetera. And you start talking to some of the businesses around there now that are starting to get organized and say, wait a minute, you know, I'm paying thousands of dollars for permits, paying thousands of dollars for rent here. He's coming in at $800 a month and is going to make a profit. And, you know, or people are going to come in there and do that. It's going to have an impact on my business, and nothing was said about it. Now, I understand their side of it. Absolutely. I understand their side of it. Deja Vu and several others down there. Now there's one there that the new beer place there, a new designer, or not designer, but what do we call those beer places that? A what?
Like a brewery?
A brewery.
Like
I'm sorry. Thank you. The brewery that's down there. He's supporting it because it's more people, and people look at it as a way, as a use of that area that's not being used at all. So I'm all for that, but I do understand. If I was paying a lot of money, you know, to have my business and I was serving food and somebody was given permission to do all of these things, especially Todd's got some great ideas. These are not going to be like a hot dog stand. These are going to be providing, you know, like, you know, gourmet lunches and things. So it's got the impact. Now, other people say, well, look, when it's 115 degrees, you're not going to be seeing people do that, even though there's going to be misters and tables and all that. I don't know.
We don't know that.
I don't know that. But I think it's super what Todd Franklin's doing. I think it's super that they're doing this. But this is kind of an eye-opener for people because here's the city council's behind him, and I would imagine the city's behind him, and he's still having problems getting all the stuff done there and the permits and everything. And now the city has got to step up and either help make this happen. So, but the battle's not over yet.
Well, you know, Carl, when you were telling me this at the break, I was like, you know, we just, you know, the whole thing – It's about positive energy. And if you feel like you're trying, it's like this is why people stop or leave relationships or they'll leave work or they'll leave situations. If you're giving all your juice, you're giving all your good ideas and you want to put all you have into something and you keep getting blocked and there's a wall of negativity. I don't know how we're going to break that here in this town. I feel it. And I don't know what we can do in order to say we are going to move forward. This is like exciting. You know, there's got to be a way that Deja Vu feels like this could only help our business. Maybe they don't want to be outside. Maybe there'll be an overflow and they want to come into Deja Vu. Deja Vu will always have a following. It's not going to cut because you're
going down there for breakfast this morning.
Yeah. You'll always have, the coffee bar there and upstairs and downstairs and you want to just be inside. Not everybody's outside in the sweat or outside in the elements. So anyway, I just wish if there was anything I could wish for today with the genie popping out of the bottle, it would be like, can we just have a positive energy where we all can come together and help this town grow, move forward in a positive direction where we don't have our downtown park caged out.
Yeah, we don't need
fenced out.
We don't need a fenced out really nice park down there. So we got to figure out how to do it, and I think Todd Franklin's got an idea. Now, the only thing is how do we make it all work? And you're right, hon. You're absolutely right. We've got to go forward with a positive idea. Okay, how do we make this work for everybody? Okay, we're going to take a break here. We've got the pirates, I think. I've heard pirates.
Army matey.
Arrg, we're going to talk like pirates for the next half hour.
And we have been using their products since they came here, I mean, daily.
Wait, let's make sure they're here first. But anyway, we'll still talk about it. Right. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by your favorite boutique.
Dandelion. Dandelion. Of course, you know, if it's rodeo week, cute things, great colors, what's currently trending, jewelry, home accessories, candles. Mother's Day, folks, is on Sunday. I know a lot of you at the last minute, like, what should I get mom? If you go on in there, they probably already have preset little presents. And then a lot of times they'll do with a gift of purchase. So I would say head down to Dandelion today. They're located on Pine Street downtown.
1322 Pine Street.
And it's a beautiful, large store. You'll find something there for your loved ones. So we'll see you after the break here on KCNR 1460.
This is Dave Ramsey. Join me live weekdays from noon to 3 right here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well-versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
From narwhals to unicorns and manatees to mermaids, discover the physical and cultural connections between the real and mythical worlds at Turtle Bay this summer in Mythical Creatures, Dragons, Unicorns, and Mermaids. Mythic creatures of all kinds are taking over the museum May 20th through October 1st in this immersive, hands-on exhibition organized by the American Museum of Natural History, New York. Mythic Creatures is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
What will we do with the drunken sailor? What will we do with the drunken sailor? What will we do with the drunken sailor early in the morning? Way, hey, that's your
life. Welcome back. Free Fire Radio in the
Pirates are in the house.
The decadently opulent studios.
I love that music.
KCNR 1460 here at 1326 Market Street. Good morning, everybody. It's 25 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock right here in the studios. It's 45 degrees. It's a little chilly today.
Oh, well, you're not going to be chilly when you have a wonderful pirate secret.
The pirates
you can rub
are
in your palms and on your it's going up temples.
It's going up to 67 today, and weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793.
With us this morning, we have Dawn Anderson and Jane Anderson.
Janet
Anderson.
Ron and Janet.
Ron and Janet Anderson. And, of course, you've been hearing us talk about this, and we have been using this faithfully in the studio. I always put this on my hands before I start the show. And it's called Wild at Heart Organic Farms Pirates Mist. The creators and the owners are here this morning, and that's, well, the Andersons.
All right, matey, we came in to say hello to everybody this morning and pump our products up.
Well, let's hear a little bit about what's happening since the last time you...
pump our products up?
Absolutely.
What's happened since the last time you've been on the show?
Well, we've made... we're having a new webpage. We have new labels that I brought in. We're going to give some of our new label products out. We reduced our tattoo oil from 1 ounce to a 1/2 ounce to make it more affordable for people with tattoos. And we're going to be
if you can get a tattoo, lad, you should be able to buy the whole gallon of oil to rub all over it.
And we're going to be at the farmer's market on Sundays.
Does that start this weekend?
That starts 4th. June 4th at the Turtle Bay parking lot.
Okay.
We've also got our product in Manfredi's Market and Castella all the Pacific.
Amoretti's.
Amoretti's. Manfredi's.
That's all right.
Amoretti's Market and Castella for all the Pacific Crest Trail hikers.
Okay.
We want to get in Manfredi's, though, if they're listening.
Hey, you know what? This is such, you know, and you all came on the first time and came in and talking about it. And, we have a lot of people listen. And one who was going through cancer treatments was having lesions in his scalp. And he went down that day to enjoy the store and bought it and rubbed it in his head as in part of the lotion that he had rubbed in there. And it cured it. Cured it. And I'm not making this up. We both know who
he's
is.
A doggy park guy.
And he's at the doggy park. And I said, it did? He goes, yeah, when I mixed it with the lotion and put it on there, those lesions went away.
That's great news. So, that's what we tell people all the time.
How long had he had those lesions before?
We don't know, but it was obviously
years. Long,
well, I don't know if it was
so he was
years,
suffering, and our product helped him.
Yes, there you go.
Yeah,
perfect.
It was, and it did help him. And I wouldn't say that because if somebody else told me that, this guy told me this, and I wouldn't say it because then it's hearsay.
Yeah.
But when somebody tells me directly that it happened,
yeah. Right.
Especially someone I know and trust.
Absolutely trust him.
We have amazing testimonials. There's a lady that works down at the Viking. What's that Viking place where they do powder coating? She actually put it. She had some lumps on her neck. Or I think they were lymph things, and she was really suffering. She put it on there. It really helped her. So they went away, and then she said she had a wart, and she put it on there, the oil de thief. And it went away.
Mm-hmm.
She just kept using it, and it just went away. So I was just blown away. And several people said that they've cured their athlete's foot with it. And, I mean, the tattoo oil is just amazing for people with tattoos.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people with tattoos. We laugh and we joke about it. But, okay, what is the tattoo
What is it supposed
oil?
To do?
Yeah, what's it supposed to do? How do you make it, first of all?
Well, actually, all of our products have the essential oil de thief blend in it.
Okay.
And the thieves' oil is what kept the thieves of France safe from the plague in the 14th century. So we start with that, and then we put it in our beard oil, we put it in our tattoo oil, we put it in our pirate's mist. It's in everything, and it's our base product, and that's the healing part. But also, so is the jojoba oil.
The jojoba oil that we use is a high-quality, organic-grade jojoba oil, which is like the best you can use for your skin.
Plus, we throw in some argan oil from Morocco.
Arg, maybe it's from Morocco.
Okay, you know what? This is the first time I've heard anybody pronounce it. I used to call it jojoba, but it's not. It's jojoba.
Yeah, it's spelled J-O-J-O-B-A.
Which is why people probably never knew what I was talking about. Hey, ever heard of that jojoba?
Well, I'll take the Pirate's Mist, which, by the way, this is when we interviewed you the first time. You left us the... Well, we haven't used the tattoo oil, but we did give some things away. But let's talk a little bit about the Pirate's Mist. This was something. Well, I want you to. Okay, let me just finish this, and let's go back to for you to finish what's in it and the whole idea about how you guys created it. When you brought this in, the Pirate's Mist, is that we have probably, I'd say, maybe five to eight guests per morning. And then you think about the weekends. We've got all these shows. So we spray this. I put it on my hands. I put it on the microphones. The screens. I just feel like it's almost as a disinfectant.
It is.
Smells like a disinfectant. So I use
that. It's a natural. It's naturally antibiotic, naturally antiseptic.
Antifungal, antiviral.
It cleans. I use it on everything to clean my house. I put it in my dishwater. I put it in my laundry. I put it in my floor cleaning solution. I use the Pirate's Pure Oil, just a few drops and everything like that.
Oh,
but the Pirate's Mist I use a lot for my and keep it in my purse and wash my hands when I'm at the grocery store and stuff. And
right.
I use it for mosquitoes. I mean, mosquito repellent.
Oh, good.
Spray it in your shoes. It takes care of the stinky shoe syndrome.
Okay. We're going to Alaska, and you know they say the mosquitoes there are horrible. What am I going to do?
Take some Pirate Secret, the pure oil. That's what I use outside in the evenings. And you can see the mosquitoes flying around me, and they're just like,
really?
Oh, no, stay away.
Okay. No, you use Pirate's Mist.
So Pirate's Mist, Pirate Oil. How did you start this whole process?
We were sick in San Luis Obispo, and someone said, go get you some thieves oil. We're like, what's thieves oil? And they said it kept the thieves of France from catching the plague in the 14th century. And I'm like, I looked everywhere for it, and
I couldn't find it anywhere.
So I just started making it, and I practiced and practiced, and I came up with this one, and it just smells so good. It smells, we say it smells like adventure.
On the webpage, it said sense of adventure.
Sense of adventure. I love it. Where'd the pirate thing come from?
Well, thieves are pirates.
Okay.
And, you know, the actual thieves oil that we saw was made in a multi-level marketing program where it's a pyramid thing, you know, and so I couldn't put thieves oil on my brand.
They've trademarked the name thieves. Mm. So
Pirate Secret is my blend of it.
I thought politicians had that one.
Well, secondary to the pirates.
I thought that was Sacramento. The assembly had that.
Is it time for a pirate joke yet?
Yes.
Yeah, it's time for a pirate joke.
I want to give a shout out to our friend Heidi up in Idaho. She always likes the jokes, and here's one for Heidi. How do pirates become such great boxers? They've got a wicked left hook.
Hi, you cracked me up.
Another one.
Oh, why do pirates make great lawyers? They love to argue.
Hey, well, I want to know why, when you call it the tattoo oil, what is it to remove it? What is it for?
It's to heal the skin, because after a tattoo, about the third day, they become a little itchy and they start to scab up. And, you know, this is a great product because you rub it on and it soothes the tattoo, takes the pain away because it's got some analgesic properties, and it heals your skin incredibly fast. Prevents any sort of infection that can come along with tattoos, doing that kind of stuff to your skin. And it's just soothing and healing.
Now, you can use this for so many things. And we're going to give away some.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, you guys brought a gift. Now, talk about generous, just everybody listening.
This isn't just
We have a gift bag. Well, the bag has got four oils in it.
It's got, we've got Pirate Secret Oil to Thief. We're giving away tattoo oil, three Pirate's Mist, and three beard oils.
So in one bag, and if you call right now 605-4567, you'll get the first bag by our generous creators of, the Pirate's...
Pirate Secret.
Pirate's Mist. Oh, yeah. Pirate Secret.
Yes, Pirate Secret. Plus, Saturday, tomorrow from 9 to 4, the Bead Man is having a craft show. We'll be there. We'd love to meet all the people that listen to your radio station. Come down and say hi to us. We'll give you some free gifts. You can enter a drawing to win three more or four more of our products. it's a great time. We did it last year. We met a lot of great people.
The second group gets one, too.
Yeah, so caller number two.
Yeah, people, callers one and two are coming in, are each going to get a bag.
Absolutely.
You must go to the bead man.
You must go to the bead man. So you're going to be out there where? When?
Tomorrow,
9 a.m. to 4 p.m. tomorrow at the Beadman parking lot. There's usually about 40 vendors there. It's a great thing. It's really a lot of fun.
Oh, it's the 13th annual Mother's Day craft fair.
We've just given away all three of them in 33 seconds.
Awesome,
okay.
People. Sorry. You're going to not regret coming down and grabbing this
stuff. We'll get their names and we'll announce their names. Now, you guys are a married couple. What's it like? What do you guys do when you get up in the morning? Do you like, oh, we're going to do this today?
Do you spray each other?
Yes, we actually are.
Your breath stinks.
Hey, you know what? I'm not sure if that's your shoes or not, but, spray each other.
We've been married 37 years, and he snores, so. But that doesn't help for snoring.
We've given away all of them. I'm sorry. The last one, we've given away all three of them in the last 33 seconds.
Yeah, right.
Well, it seems like people must be interested then.
So, absolutely. So, tomorrow you'll be at the Bead Man. It's Mother's Day Craft Fair. How exciting.
Yeah. It's a great
and
show,
then
too. It's really
Sunday,
a lot of fun.
So, you guys work. You work like. Do you have any time off?
We work. We're building a house right now, and we are just so swamped with work. We do the business and building the house and
the organic farm, the goats, the chickens, the dogs. Yeah, we're busy people.
The koi pond.
Oh, how fun.
Hey, we're going to take a break here so I can get a rest.
Okay.
And, hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms, another locally owned business of a husband and wife who have made a huge success at Bastiani Arms. This is where we buy our guns. We don't buy them other places than Bastiani Arms. And the reason why is they have, one, a great selection. Their customer service is absolutely fabulous. Whether you are a veteran gun owner and shooter or you're the novice, and especially women and ladies are always welcome to come in to Bastiani Arms. They never talk down to you, and which is sometimes you have a problem like that when you go into other stores. Or go to a big box store where the guy that's talking to you has a lot less knowledge than you do. So look at Bastiani Arms at 2539 Larkspur. You won't be sorry. They have discounts for veterans and great CCW classes by Seth Stokes. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
We'll be right back with our guests from the Pirate Secret Essential Oils, the Andersons, and then we'll announce the winners of those packages. When we get back here on KCNR 1460.
That I long to meet, sailing by the stars across the seven seas, living with no earthly cares, my mates and me, the envy of a worldly man who are not free.
The Reading Rodeo has been inducted into the PRCA Hall of Fame as one of the top rodeos in the nation. Come see what makes the Reading Rodeo a recipient of this great honor as the Reading Rodeo takes place May 17th through the 20th. 4 days of action-packed rodeo with free performances of the Wrangler Million Dollar Silver Tour Rodeo. Wednesday and Thursday night are family night, and Friday is tough enough to wear pink night. Sponsored by Pendleton Whiskey. Saturday night, it's the Wrangler Champions Challenge as the top 10 in each event compete for an $80,000 purse. Every night will feature a Chuckwagon Races specialty act. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets, go online to ReadingRodeo.com or visit the Rodeo Box Office at the Reading Rodeo Grounds Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6. Order by phone at 241-8559. Reading Rodeo annual stake feed is Saturday, May 13th. Follow the Reading Rodeo on Facebook. The Reading Rodeo Grounds roar to life for the annual Reading Rodeo.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Where am I to go, me Johnny's, or where am I to go? You'll to home. Me way, hey, hey, I'm
welcome back to Free Fire Radio, where you're the only place in town to find pirate music. Jared, I don't know how you do this, buddy. You're so good. Welcome back, everybody. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, the place if you have a heating or air conditioning problem. Today, it's only going to be 67. Trust me, next week, I'm sure, it'll give it a week, it'll be up to 143. At that point, it may be too late to call because everybody's calling in. So go in right now and give them a call at 221-2642. We endorse Alliance Heating and Air without any reservation at all.
We need to get on the list.
They are so good. Check out their website at homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. Now, we had a little breakdown in communication here. So we thought we gave away all three of them because everybody called, but we were just gave away the first one.
But if you're tuning in and you don't know what them is, with us this morning, we are talking about Pirate Secret, the 14th century blend of essential oils from a secret recipe that the thieves of France used to combat the plague with.
And we're going to take the next two callers, and you're going to each get a bag.
And we have Ron and Janet Anderson that are with us this morning, the owners and the founders of this particular Pirates Thieves. You want to do a little joke while we're taking
time? How about another pirate joke? Why'd the pirate cross the road? To get to the secondhand store.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. I didn't say they weren't corny.
No more like that one. Okay.
How about one more then?
Okay, one more.
How do pirates call home? They use their iPhone.
iPhone. Arga. Okay.
So at least one was funny.
That was pretty good.
That was funny. I like the left
Linda,
hook.
Linda will tell. Yeah, Linda will, you know. The you'll be telling hook. That story for a
No, that's great. Okay. And okay. The stores that you're located right. in, one more time, and on Saturday, tomorrow, you are at the Bead Man.
Yes,
yeah,
the Bead
for
Man.
The Mother's Day Craft Fair.
13th right. annual.
And we're talking about beard oil. Yeah. We're talking about tattoo oil. We're talking about the mist. And I want to tell you something. I had a big canker sore on inside where part.
Thanks for sharing that one.
No,
yes,
I did.
Thank
and
you.
I put the oil and I took it because I drove to LA and back because I went for my old agent's 90th birthday. So when I say old, she used to be my agent.
Well, she's 90. Like, she
90s.
Anyway,
old.
So I drove back and forth in like a day,
on,
spent
hang.
The night.
What was that, George?
Okay, no, we have no. We only
two.
Two.
I've given two.
Okay,
two
that's
bags.
It. Sorry, right. That's it.
So anyway, I kept putting that on.
But we're going to tell you where you can
the
buy
the oil
that.
Directly. I would put it on my finger and then put it on in the neck. And the next day, it was gone.
The oil
it does
defeat
wonders.
That's it. The oil defeats.
Okay, now yeah. everybody, just
what?
All right, we have given away all three of those bags, and people are still calling. All right, this is where you can buy. You can just go on down to enjoy the store right down here in town and get it. Or you can go to Orchard Nutrition, and you know where that's at. At the that's in the Orchard.
Nutrition.
It's right off of Cypress. On,
right off
what
of
is
Cypress.
It, Locust
yeah.
Street?
No, it, yeah, but
it's by the barber.
It's in the Cypress Square
yeah.
shopping
yeah.
center. That's what I was looking for. Yeah. You can get it at Country Organics, Wildberry, and that's in
the Mission
Redding,
Square.
Right, and you can get it at Wildberries Marketplace in Arcata. If you're over there in Chico at S&S, the barber from Boston, right
yes.
here in town on 1361 East Cypress Street, Sanctuary's Tattoo on Hartnell, and Royal Syndicate, all here, and Amoretti's Market if you're up in Costella. So there. And in Weed, at Weed Organic. So you've got this stuff everywhere. Plus, you can buy it online. And you know what? Linda uses it. It works. We've told other people how it works. And I don't know how it works. Except it's all natural and organic.
Yeah, if you look at our webpage, I've broken down each herb as to what its natural properties are. There's a chart on there, and it'll tell you that there's clove, cinnamon, lemon, eucalyptus, rosemary, and lavender. And I mix that with the jojoba oil. And then in the beard oil and the tattoo oil, I add a little argan to it, argan oil. And it's just amazing. Those natural herbs have their own properties. Each one has its own, like, antiviral properties, antiseptic properties. And it's just, I don't know how they all work together.
It's called magic.
So you have eucalyptus, cinnamon, clove, rosemary, argan, jojoba oil. Yeah, exactly. So this is really, you know, it's a beautiful sight.
And the stuff smells really, really awesome. It has a scent that you just will never forget.
Everyone loves it but the mosquitoes.
Okay, we like that. So let's give a couple more. First of all, let's give a shout out to the three gals that won. Janice will have a set for you here at the station. Donna will have a set for you at the station. And Judy Reamer will have a set for you. So we had three bags, and inside of each bag is four essential oils.
Yeah, plus, I've put some samples they can share with their friends of the beard oil and the pirate secret.
You get an oil to thief, you get a pirate's mist, you get a beard oil, and a little tattoo oil.
Wow.
And if you don't have, or you're not getting a tattoo, the tattoo oil will work for a lot of other things.
Yeah,
too.
I was going to ask, if you didn't have a tattoo, can you use it for, like, you know, a rough skin? And
athlete's foot, itches, any of that stuff. Anything wrong with your skin.
Because it's got the pirate's essential oil.
It's a milder. It's a milder version of the oil to thief. The oil to thief is really strong. You can cut it, or you can use it directly on a mosquito bite or a bee sting. It's what the lady used on her wart. It's what your friend used on his lesions. But sometimes that's too strong, and so I formulated it, the beard oil, that you can use it on your face as an aftershave. And the tattoo oil can be used the same as the beard oil. And the pirate's mist is really formulated for a mild version.
So the beard oil isn't necessarily for beards, as it is just for after you shave. So
yeah,
well,
for your skin, you want to get rid of the beard dandruff or any kind of itchy bumps under your beard. It works wonders for that stuff.
I like how you have all the different things that we don't think about for wellness of your animals. Spray it on your pet's beds for an invisible do not disturb sign. Spray it on mattresses for cleaning and freshening. Spritz your pillows. Here's one. As an underarm perfume.
Yep. I use it. I make my own deodorant with coconut oil and baking soda, and then I add my oil to thief to that. But, if you just want to make your own deodorant with coconut oil, and you can just spray the pirate's mist on after you put it on there. But coconut oil and baking soda is a great all-natural deodorant, and it works fabulous. But you put the pirate's mist in there or the pirate's secret in there, it has
How do you make... How do you make deodorant out of coconut oil and what was the other corn? What?
Baking soda.
Baking soda. Where do you mix it together?
Yeah, you just
isn't that kind of gooey?
Yeah, but it's perfect. And it doesn't clog your pores. It doesn't give you breast cancer like these other deodorants and antiperspirants do. It's a natural way to make yourself healthy.
You put it on, and in a couple of minutes, you can't even tell it's there. It's
okay. And then you have spritz arms and legs with outside to deter pests and pesky varmints, like we're talking about. Well, we're going to take this because, again, we're going to be going on an Alaskan cruise. My parents are treating us to this wonderful trip. And I have been told, just be careful because when you get to certain places, they have tons of mosquitoes. And this guy said, take DEET. I said, not on your life am I going to take DEET. Yeah. No, I'm not putting that on my body. And
pure poison.
Yeah. So anyway, I've been like, what's that? Okay, perfect. Thank you for bringing that to our attention again. Spritz exercise area before exercising. Okay, we all go to the gym. Clean exercise mat with a fresh, clean scent. And spicing up your life a bit before night before bed. Spritz your bedroom and create a place of love and serenity.
Hey, cloves is an aphrodisiac.
All right. Now, how do people... we can go down just locally around here. Enjoy the Store, Orchard Nutrition, the Boston Barber, and those places. Now, where can they get it online? How do they get a hold of you? What's your website and phone numbers?
PirateSecret.com. Just call, dial. It's Pirates with S, Secret.com. So it's two S's in the middle. And our phone number is 530-549-3375. We also, in Reading, make local deliveries if you call us at 530-549-3375.
That's PirateSecret.com.
Another couple with a wonderful business, we totally encourage you. We support you. We think it's fantastic what you're doing. And, of course, whenever you bring health and happiness to someone's life, it's a good thing.
We do, and this is stuff we use. I mean, you know, a lot of times you'll get stuff that, you know, a lot of stuff rolls through here. And we'll give it away.
I will bring you a package before you go to Alaska.
Well, ooh, okay, we'll take it.
What we do is we use it. And like when we come in here and we'll spray it in here and to freshen the room. The
aromatherapy.
The Pirate's Mist, like that. And but we do use it. And I did use it on shoes. And it works on that.
Sorry to hear that. Hey, there's nothing, in my opinion, more disappointing than having a product hyped like crazy, and then you go buy it, and you get it home, and it doesn't work.
Oh, yeah.
So see, that's why we like this product.
You've come back
work.
Again. That's why we've got you back on again, is because it does work. And people are happy with it. And you two are such happy people, Ron and Janet Anderson. Okay, hey,
thank you.
Y'all have a great weekend, and we're going to be right back after these messages. We're going to be talking about the state of Jefferson and that lawsuit that was filed, and what exactly does that mean? We'll be right back.
Community Talk Radio for the North State is KCNR Shasta Redding, where the news is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
If it's possible, would you let me know, am I under investigation? He said, you are not under investigation.
The president interviewed yesterday by NBC News. Meanwhile, the president is threatening to cancel White House press briefings. We get more on that from correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Apparently unhappy with the news coverage over his firing of FBI Director James Comey and the reporting of contradictory statements coming out of the White House, the president is suggesting he might pull the plug on press briefings. On Twitter, he argues it's not possible for his staff to speak with perfect accuracy to the American public. And he poses the idea of canceling daily press briefings, replacing them with written responses from his press staff. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Commerce Department says retail sales increased 0.4% in April compared to March. Sales ticked up just 0.1% in March and fell, actually, in February. The increase does suggest that consumers may spur faster growth for the overall U.S. economy in the second quarter of the year. Meanwhile, consumer prices rebounded last month after a sharp decline in March.
Consumer prices jumped 0.2% in April, led by a 1.1% jump in energy prices. That follows a 0.3% drop in March, the largest fall in more than 2 years. Core inflation, which excludes the volatile food and energy categories, rose 0.1%. Over the past 12 months, inflation is up 2.2%. Those numbers seem to bolster the Fed's plans for continued gradual interest rate hikes.
That is correspondent Wally Hines reporting on Wall Street. It's been slow going for the major indexes right now. It is the Dow down about 42 points, and the high-tech NASDAQ is off by 7. More from townhall.com.
Consult your tax professional before investing. Let me ask you a question. Can you keep your 401k or IRA safe from the death of the dollar, continued rampant Fed spending, political corruption, and from the possible new Cold War with Russia? If you answered no, then listen up. We are Advantage Gold, the number one rated gold IRA company in America by TrustLink. Fortunes are going to be made and lost over the next few months. It's time you took action. Over 50,000 people have requested our gold IRA investment guide to learn how to protect their retirement savings. Now it's your turn. Right now, we are giving away a free copy of our new gold IRA protection guide to anyone with an IRA, 401k, or retirement account. Find out how quick and easy it can be to convert your retirement fund to gold. Just call 1-800-900-8000 right now, and we will help teach you how to keep your retirement savings away from the government and safe in your pocket. Just call today at 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Representatives are standing by. Call 800-900-8000.
The head of the Defense Intelligence Agency says the U.S. needs to change its strategy in Afghanistan. Here's correspondent Linda Kenyon.
Marine Lieutenant General Vincent Stewart says the U.S. should place American military advisors closer to the front lines of battle or risk squandering all that has been invested in Afghanistan in recent years. In testimony before the Senate Intelligence Committee, General Stewart also says increasing the number of U.S. and NATO advisors would be a good start. Presently, advisors work with upper echelon Afghan units and are far removed from the front lines.
Currently, 8,400 troops are in Afghanistan. The Islamic State terrorist group is boasting that it carried out the murderous attack on Pakistan's deputy Senate leader in the country's southwestern Baluchistan province. claim of responsibility was posted on an ISIS-affiliated news agency, the Amaq agency, within hours of the suicide bombing that killed 25 people near the provincial capital of that region. More of these stories at townhall.com. Correspondent Zira Shakely reports the U.S. and European Union are now in urgent discussions on a pitch to expand the laptop ban.
European governments alarmed at a proposed expansion of the ban on in-flight laptops and tablets to planes from the EU are holding urgent talks with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. The European Commission transport spokeswoman Anna Kesa Itkunen, who confirmed the talks, says the chief among the concerns are whether any new threats prompt the proposal.
That's Zira Shakely reporting. Let's call her Caitlin. That's a conversation you're hearing less and less these days. The popularity of the name, Caitlin, plummeting more than any other baby name a year after Caitlin Jenner announced her new name and gender. In fact, Social Security's annual list of the most popular baby names shows that the four names that dropped the most were all variations of the same name. Caitlin, Caitlin, spelled slightly differently, Caitlin with a K, and Caitlin with two N's and a K all topped the list. More on these stories at townhall.com.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring Dermalogica products for skin care and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit windriverspa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Friday, May the 12th. Good morning, everybody. And as we go into our second hour here, 530-605-4567 is our phone number. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Linda, what's it look like weather today and this weekend?
Currently 54 degrees in the downtown studios, where our highs will be 67 today. Slight chance of showers tonight with our lows of 45. Tomorrow, of course, when we're going out to a lot of Mother's Day, Saturday, and Sunday celebrations, the forecast calls for high of 72 with about 20% chance of showers, partly cloudy tomorrow night with our lows of about 48. Sunday calls for partly sunny, then slight chance of showers with 75. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793 is their phone number. Give them a call for any of your gas and propane needs. Now, speaking of your needs and our Wells Fargo advisor, if you're thinking about, wow, what am I going to do for mom? How about opening up
putting money account.
In investments with Susan Eastman? Good morning, and what's happening on Wall Street?
Good morning. Great idea.
Yeah.
Major averages are in the red right now. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 29 points at 20,894. The S&P 500 is off 6 points at 2,387. And the NASDAQ Composite losing 2 points at 6,113. Active stocks on the New York Stock Exchange, AstraZeneca up $2.45, trading at 33.57. Nordstrom down $3.80 at 42.31, and Sprint positive 11 cents, trading at $7.98 per share. For local stocks of interest, UPS down 13 cents at $104.03. PepsiCo off 9 cents, trading at $112.95. Bank of Commerce down a dime at $10.95. Treasuries are advancing with the 10-year Treasury note up 13.32 to yield 2.34%. And over to commodities, gold is up a quarter, and it's at $12.26.10 per ounce, and silver up 12 cents at $16.47, oil down 42 cents, trading at $47 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Wow, Susan Eastman, you just you just really laid it out.
I got tongue-tied on some of those 13, 30 seconds.
Wow, you can tell you what. You know, if you want to, you can take another minute because it's interesting.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Well, everyone, every mother out there, a happy Mother's Day.
Oh, hey, we're having a yard sale at 1326, I'm sorry, at 1823 Chestnut Street if you want to come by tomorrow.
Awesome. Okay. I need more stuff.
More stuff.
Thank you. Have a good
All
day.
Right.
You
Thank
too.
You.
Bye
okay.
too.
Hey, that's Susan Eastman, who is the first vice president of investments and financial advice at Wells Fargo Advisors at 2705 Park Marina Avenue. 530-243-7561. I tell you what, Susan knows her stuff. We have known her for a decade, and there is if there's anybody that's more accomplished in talking about investments and what you can do with your money, then I haven't met him yet. This is Susan Eastman. Again, 243-7561. Okay, let's go to Sally. Good morning, Sally.
Good morning, Carl. It's a beautiful Friday.
It's a beautiful Friday.
Yes, and I just wanted your listeners to know that we are going to be celebrating the submission of our court case down in Sacramento on Monday on the corner of Cypress and Hilltop this afternoon between 4:30 and 5:30. We're inviting people to come on out and wave a Jefferson flag.
There you go.
We just want people to know that Jefferson is alive and well and moving on down the track.
Well, I believe Terry's supposed to be calling in this morning.
Yes, and
to give us an
on
update.
The other line. So
okay.
I will get off and let him take over.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot, Sally.
Thank you, Carl.
You bet. Hey, look, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wirst is a veteran, and he's been in this business for a couple of decades. There's nobody better when it comes to fixing those little chips in your windshield or cracks up to and over 2.5 feet in length. You're not going to find a better guy, more honest, more dependable. He's going to give you the straight shot by saying, look, I can fix this, and this is what it's going to do. He guarantees it for life. If you can't fix it, he'll just tell you. He's not going to waste your time. You can't get any better than that. 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 241-8373. For appointments today. Yeah, we were talking about the what was happening in Jefferson. Oh, by the way, we just got a traffic report. Shasta County Sheriff's deputy has been injured in a rollover crash on Highway 273. That happened this morning, about 5:40 this morning. We heard about the crash. We did not realize it was a sheriff's deputy. He was traveling southward on Highway 273 when the car went off the road. The vehicle sheared the power pole, rolled, and the deputy was ejected. He's still alive, but in the hospital. That's all, you know, our thoughts and prayers go out to the deputy. And at 7 a.m., and that's over an hour ago, it's probably opened up now. Southbound Highway 273 around Hill Street was closed. Okay. Now, what Sally was just talking about was the presenting of a lawsuit to bring equality back into the political process. And on the phone is Terry Raposa. Terry, good morning.
Hey, Carl. Hey, Linda. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Great to hear your voice.
You know what? This lawsuit, it can affect so many people, and for the positive sense. Things that we've been talking about, and y'all have led the charge on, that we haven't had a say in what happens to us, and it's time for that to be over.
Yeah, it's really historic. I mean, on Monday we did file the case. On Tuesday we served the Secretary of State. And we didn't just serve him personally because, you know, of any personal reason. It's because his office is the one that has the jurisdiction over voting and representation and those types of things. But, yeah, it's already done. We have a judge. We have a magistrate already set. So it's already done. And the case was filed in the Eastern District of California. And that is actually Sacramento, which is considered the Eastern District.
Uh-huh.
And we file it there on purpose. So that we wouldn't have to file in the Western District.
Okay. Because of the Ninth Circuit.
Those fun people, yeah.
It is amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, the fun people. Hey, Carl?
Yes.
You know, my hearing's bad. My phone's kind of bad. I'm having a bit of a hard time hearing you. I don't know whether...
We can hear you fine.
Yeah, I know. Everybody can hear my loud mouth.
So what would you like to do?
What would I like to do?
Yeah, when you said you had trouble hearing me, did you mean you want me to talk louder?
No, that's a little better now.
Oh, okay.
Maybe you're just a little closer. I know that.
I will get in closer and...
Great, great.
Okay.
Much better.
I am. Okay. Let's take a quick break here, and we'll be right back with Terry Raposa, because it is an historic event where the people of Northern California, the people from behind the state of Jefferson, have cast their have served the Secretary of State from California with a time to go to court because we're tired of not being represented, and we're going to talk about what are the reasons behind it and the causes and what is the lawsuit exactly right after these messages. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. You're not going to find a better place for jewelry, and remember, it's Mother's Day, than at Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in town. That's right. If you got a watch that needs to be repaired, they have the only watch repairman in the whole area. They have it all at 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. So get there today and get out and get mom something or something for your loved ones there. You know, I'm kind of looking over there. It's Linda's birthday's coming up. We'll be right back. It's 8:15 right here at Free Fire Radio.
It's time again for those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys to suit up for rodeo week. Monday morning, keep watch. The lone stranger and sidekick will rob a bank and hide their loot. Win cash by listening to the clues and unmasking those dastardly scoundrels. Tuesday's street dance, chili cook-off, and quick draw contest is in Buckaroo Flats, and Friday morning's world-famous pancake breakfast in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are $4 in advance. Special thanks to Silverthorn Resort for their generous houseboat donation.
After we inspected a vehicle with a driving problem, I called the insurance company, Don Steck, for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The insurance adjuster seemed skeptical because the vehicle had recently been repaired, so I invited him to inspect it. The first area was only 1/8 inch off, as was the second. He said, "I don't see a problem. Each area is within tolerance." "Tolerance is accumulative," I said. "This car is 1/4 inch short on one side, and that will amplify over the length of the car. When measured the full length, the wheels will not align. Accumulative damage is often not understood." He said he would check with the shop to do the repair. He called later and said, "They are frustrated, because no matter how perfect they make it, Coachmaster can always make it better." I replied, "If we can make it better, it was not perfect." Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Taking America back is more than merely voting for the right candidate, him alone, to turn a morally bankrupt country around. What made and will continue to make America great is a country who allows God his rightful place. Without godly Christian values, there's no absolute standard for our courts to judge by, and no standard to hold our politicians accountable. People must experience a change of heart that only comes from a relationship with Jesus Christ. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at trueliferedding.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Do you back the blue? This is Ken White of the Good News Rescue Mission. You're invited to Blue, the mission's spring fundraising luncheon on May 17th as we celebrate the unbelievable stories and positive impacts of law enforcement in the lives of women and children. You'll also hear from four-time Ironman and active Jeunesse County, Michigan undersheriff Chris Swanson as he shares a much-needed inspirational message for our time. And we'll be making a big announcement in conjunction with We Back the Blue that day, so you won't want to miss it. Purchase your table today at gnrm.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460 here at 1326 Market Street in the heart of Reading. Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here. 54 degrees going up to 67. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. You're not going to find a better place to get firearms instruction, CCW, advanced pistol, tactical rifle, hunter safety, and so many different places throughout the county and the state. Over 27 counties Northern Firearm teaches in. Give Ted a call at 530-999-1822 or check online at readingccw.com or usgunpro.com. Northern Firearms Instruction. Our guest is Terry Raposa, who's talking about the lawsuit that was filed by the – well, can I say the state of Jefferson or the proponents of the state of Jefferson, Terry?
No, because that's not who filed it. It's
okay.
The Citizens for Fair Representation.
Okay.
We filed it simply because of the fact that, as everyone knows, we have one senator for every million people in California, and we have one assemblyman for every 500,000. Do you know when that was capped, Carl? That was capped in 1862 at 40 senators and 80 representatives. And we had a population in 1862 of 416,465. That was, well, a representative for every 3,500 people. Now we have 286 times the amount of people.
Wow. Okay, so what is the lawsuit asking for then exactly?
Well, what we're asking for is for representation. We don't have it. There's no adequate way to be represented when you have one senator, for example, for 11 counties in Northern California. As you know, when Jim Nielsen was our senator up here, he had 11 counties. And, you know, when you have one senator for 11, and then you go to Los Angeles, and they have 11 for their county, with four more that have parts of other counties, which is really 15. But 11 is what they have actually totally representing their county. I mean, who wins that football game 11-1? You know, maybe Tom Brady, but, you know.
Yeah, okay.
The deal is that we just don't have representation. It's something everybody knows. You know, I don't care whether you're left wing or right wing. Nobody wants to be part of the chicken. And we're in a position now to where we flat out don't have representation. And gosh, even the news media, the liberal news media we've been talking to agrees with that.
Okay. So the lawsuit moves forward. When you say equal representation, then so what could be the results of this lawsuit?
Well, there's only a couple things they can do. First of all, in a court case, as you know, there's three things you have to have. You have to have standing. You have to have say. We're proving the fact that we don't have representation, which we can do. We have four attorneys that work with us, and I believe two of them, hopefully, will be on our radio program within the next 2 weeks.
Okay.
And our radio program, as you know, is Jefferson State of Mind on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on this station.
On this station, that's right.
Yep. And so, you know, the thing is as we look at this and we see the harm we've had with this, the court has to come up with a remedy. Now, the jurisdiction of a court for remedy is not going to be the splitting of a state. They can't do that. That's only in Congress's and the state's jurisdiction. It's not within the courts. But what the court would say, and I believe will say, is that, you know, these folks don't have adequate representation. California, you need to sit down with them. You guys need to fix this. That's what we're looking for as the first step of the process of negotiation with California.
Okay. Ideally, what would you like to see happen?
I'd like to see a state split, and here's why. Because let's say we look at adequate representation. Well, the figure I just gave you, where California was actually set, was one representative for every 3,500 people. Well, that's pretty doable. Well, in New Hampshire, for example, they have 400 in their House of Representatives, which we call the Assembly. They call it the State House of Representatives. That's a ratio for one for a little less than 4,000. We kind of would like that model, okay? Or we'd like to have one senator per county like we did prior to 1964. That was always the best way. And, Carl, as you know, the federal government is based upon two senators per state, you know, whether you're a little like Wyoming with 900,000 or large like California with 40 million.
I personally, Terry, not to interrupt, I'm sorry, but I really like that idea. I really like the idea of having one senator per county because at that time we can literally have a say in what's happening up here north of Sacramento.
Yes, sir, and it's what we had prior to 1964. The problem with that as I just stated, is that we are capped at 40 senators. So we're either going to have to divide the senators up in a different fashion, you know, or which would mean if everybody did get approximately one senator out of the 40, L.A. would be down to one senator. I just don't think they're going to go for that. Do you?
Yeah, I kind of like it. But okay, no, but I understand. You're right. They swing a big stick down there.
But I've got something to tell you that I really think you're going to appreciate here. We, as you know, on Monday we went to the Capitol. It was about 120 of us, and we walked through the Capitol. We gave them the press release that I know you have.
Yes.
And we explained to them, you know, that, you know, we're disappointed that we had to go to this level, but no one would listen to us. We made tens of thousands of phone calls to every representative in the state. We made those phone calls daily. One lady made 5,700 phone calls herself. Wynn Carpenter called all 120 representatives three different occasions. Crickets. No call back, nothing. And so we decided when we went into the Capitol, what we would do is we would ask each legislator, well, of course, you don't get to talk to them, you get their staff, and each senator these two questions. One is, what is the procedure to get a phone call back from our elected official, and how long until I hear back from them? And here's a couple of examples that are par for the course. Philip Ng of the 19th District, you must send an email, the answer to question one, and question two, we'll get back to you within a few weeks with an answer. Miguel Santiago must send an email to his aide, can take a few weeks for an answer. Jim Cooper must send an email to Lisa or Jody at least 4 to 5 weeks for a 15-minute phone call. Frank Bigelow must email Dana. Will take 4 to 5 weeks to get back to me. That is just an example. I went into Ted Gaines's office, and that's a story all in itself, but I don't know if you have to go to a break or not, but that was...
No, we're okay.
Okay, in going into Ted Gaines's office, he was in there. He was behind closed doors, but he was in there because the door would open, and he'd kind of peek out every so often. And I talked to the young lady who handles his scheduling, and, you know, very nice. I asked her, well, when could I talk to my senator? When will I have the opportunity to do that? I asked the two questions, and she said, well, you have to email me. So I was in there with about 7 or 8 people, so we just emailed her right there from the cell phone, so she had the email on the spot. Also, she wanted to let us know that Senator Gaines is now working on the fire tax. He is up in arms about the fire tax. And my simple question was, well, where was he 4 years ago when it actually started? Now, Mr. Gaines wants to run for the State Board of Equalization for George Runner's spot. Well, gee, guess what George Runner's big cause is? The fire tax.
Did you ever get in to talk to him?
Nope, and haven't gotten a phone call back. But, you know, the thing that we stated was that, you know, really and truly, you know, we had tried to get to Senator Gaines. We asked him what, you know, if he would help us, you know, just help us to help you, help all of us. His response was on TV, on the radio, was, I just wish those people up there in Jefferson would just vote for me for insurance commissioner. That was his response about a year ago. And I explained that to his aide, and I know he could hear what we were saying. And I said, basically, when we have a situation where we have someone who is just ineffectual, and they agree with us, and they say, oh, yeah, you're right, but they really don't do anything and can't do anything, and now jump on a bandwagon of something that hopefully will get him elected to George Runner's position, who's stepping down. As the
well, he's termed out.
Pardon?
They never step down. They term out.
Well, as far as Runner goes, I think he could run again.
No,
as far as
that's
being
it.
With the State Board of Equalization,
I'm not sure. I think somebody told me is that he can't, but that's okay.
Well, that could be true.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
whole point is that, you know, we're now jumping to a cause that will be beneficial to him. And I said, really, it doesn't matter whether we vote for a Democrat or a Republican at this point, because everything's ineffectual.
Okay, now, I am going to take a quick break, and then when we come back here, I want you to go back and say, okay, now, this is what's going to happen with the lawsuit, so we can wrap this up, so people can have a good idea of where it goes to from now, you know, when it get, you know, where it's going to. You've presented the Secretary of State, the lawyers are lined up, you've got the judge, you've got all this, and now what's going to happen, and what we can expect as, you know, in the near and long-term future.
Yes, and we'll be talking a lot about this on the program on Sunday. We'll be going through this extensively.
Okay, this is kind of like a primer for the program.
Yes, it is.
Okay, hey, look, this portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite, a veteran-owned business, local business. Why are you calling the 800 number? There's no reason to call the 800 number. You get much better service, much better deals. Veterans get discounts from B&T Satellite. Give them a call at 241-241-3474. Doug Tooley and his people care about their customers. You're not going to get that with the 800 number. Why spend your money there when you can go to B&T Satellite? 241-3474-530-241-DISH. We'll be right back with Terry Raposa. It's 8:30 in the morning here on Friday, May the 12th.
Holly came from Miami, FLA. Hitchhiked away across the USA.
We talk about your life and your money on The Dave Ramsey Show, weekday afternoons, live from noon to 3 on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Mark, I can't wait for this month's second Tuesday dinner at Peter Chu's Sky Room. It's a great Chinese restaurant, and I am obsessed with their cashew chicken.
I know what you mean. I love the variety of options, so I always order something new. Peter Chu's offers many different options, including Mandarin, Szechuan, and Hunan cuisine. Please join us on Tuesday, June 13th from 5 to 9 p.m. at Peter Chu's on Airport Drive as they graciously donate a portion of the proceeds to Haven Humane to help care for the animals and work toward placing them in forever homes.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
Good morning and welcome back on this Friday. Can you believe it's Friday? What happened?
It's Mother's Day weekend.
And, of course, we have the media ride today. We host KCNR, host the Reading Rodeo and all of the media. Everybody's invited, you know, Channel 7 and Results and Reading Radio and all the different outlets are invited today. And we schmooze and visit with all the rodeo people at Quorum Ranch. And Best Little Sandwich Shop is providing the food. So it's really just a cool kind of coming together. So that's going to be happening this morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. And Carl gets not just his hair, but his hairs. All his little tiny hairs. And it, it always, I always know when he gets it really high and tight. So, Cypress Square Barbershop supports this station, 2463 Athens Avenue in Reading. Give them a call or go by their place. It's a total, total man's last stronghold. I don't know if there's any women. I could see a woman going, she likes a short do, but they don't do dues. They do haircuts.
We're here with Terry Raposa, and Terry's with the group that has filed a lawsuit against the state of California and Secretary of State wanting equal representation, which we don't have up here in Northern California. So what do we have to look forward to over the next months and year,
One other quick thing I want to bring up.
Sure.
It's kind of interesting, Carl, about the court case itself. When we filed on Monday, the best way to explain it is that we have a baseball game going, and you and I are managing a baseball team. We just sent out the pitcher. The umpires are getting ready for the first pitch, and all of a sudden they stand up and they go, we know you have the pitcher on the mound, but by the way, you need to do this, this, and this. Well, why didn't you tell us before we started the game? So we were virtually changing things on the complaint for compliance all the way up till about 4:30. But the attorneys were amazing. It was kind of fun to watch and listen to because Michael Warnken, our paralegal, and Wynn Carpenter were running all to every kinko around, trying to make copies, doing this, doing that. It was quite an amazing day, but it's funny how, you don't find out the rules until you start the game. And, that was a pretty interesting thing. So
interesting how they do those things, huh?
Yeah, you know, yeah. And, but anyway, so what happens next is that, of course, we have our judge, we have the magistrate. We're ready to roll on that. They'll review the complaint that we sent them, and then they'll come back to the attorneys, and the process begins. It's amazing to think, and the reason that I read the experience that folks had with every one of the legislators there in Sacramento was how egregious it is that, as far as not having representation, when the minimum you have to wait even for a response from your elected official, who you pay, who you've hired to represent you, could be 4 to 6 weeks, and you still don't have an answer. That's just not representation.
Nope. And, you know, especially one that's looking out out of his office and looking at you. That's the worst part. Okay, so you've got all that. So have they given you any idea? I mean, this is we're in for the long fight here.
Yeah, and I'm not so sure. It's, you know, a lot of it depends on how long a fight it's going to be. From what I understand, when we served Mr. Padilla, the attorney took it right in. There wasn't much of any kind of you know, argument or anything else. He took it right away, and so. As we look at this, my guesstimation would be, from what I've heard, is that we should be in court in anywhere from 30 to 90 days.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I do know that, you know, once that happens, you know, and the arguments, I'm thinking the possibility of this thing really having an answer within the next 6 months is possible. It's entirely possible.
You mean to go forward or not?
Well, a ruling maybe even in 6 months. And then depending, you know, the way we have filed the case, we would get a three-judge panel. The three-judge panel, again, the appealing process from that, win or lose, is to the United States Supreme Court. Now, and I'm kind of skipping around a little bit. We'll give it more detail on Sunday. But the United States Supreme Court getting a case like this does not go to the end of the stack, because you see it's a dilution of vote, and lack of representation case. And we could prove that. It's 300 times worse than anybody else. I don't think that's the issue. And frankly, because we asked everyone there in the legislative body, help us somehow. Give us something. Put forth a bill. There are some things happening now that are interesting. I don't know if you want to go into those or not. But.
No, I just want to focus on this one right now.
Okay.
That the fact is
about
is that
the legislation that, yeah. that is forthcoming. But go ahead.
Well, I just – you know, the thing is that y'all have been fighting – when I say y'all, it's kind of a – even though it's a different group – for representation, equal representation for the people in Northern California. Even the people that are opposed to you, are opposed to that idea of the state of Jefferson, all admit, well, yeah, we're not really well represented up here. And their only solution is, well, you know what? We need to elect people down there that's going to work with them. Well, you know what? No, that doesn't make any difference because we have, in the case of Brian Daly, who has reached out, I don't know how many times, has probably done he's done a magnificent job, but it makes no difference. And Brian's the first one to tell you that. So we need something that allows us to, you know, the fire tax, when the fire tax comes up, we have something to say about it. If somebody says, oh, you can't use lead up anywhere, well, we got to have the ability to say something, or our gun rights, or our water rights, or just the rights to be, you know, to have the constitutional rights guaranteed us. So I'm thoroughly behind this, and I hope that it goes forward. I hope it goes forward quickly. And I hope it comes back with a resolution that says, okay, you guys figure it out, but you need, you know, you got to do something about it. So I applaud you, Terry, you and the ones that are doing this.
Well, thank you for that. You know, if we get adequate representation, it would be approximately, say, one assemblyman for every 3,500 people, every 4,000 people. That would give us 11,500 representatives.
I don't know if we need that many people.
Well, see, the problem, and that's the problem. See, yeah. the problem is that California is just too big to be governed. It's just too big. There's just too many people. And so the only real solution is to divide the state. It's the only real solution. I know that John Cox, who's going to be running for governor on the Republican ticket, he's wanting to do an initiative that would increase legislators by 100 times, which would give us 1,200. Wouldn't that be fun?
And the staffs.
Yeah. a lot of the things that they've talked about, there's some things we will talk about on Sunday. We'll talk about, my friend Tim Draper and Nigel Farratt and what they're trying to do, the real deal is the Constitution is the Constitution. And really and truly, once we get this representation, once we get this case won, once this happens, this is going to affect everyone in the United States, all the states.
And, you know, and there's a lot of battles going on right now between rural and urban, you know, like in, well, it's in Colorado, it's Washington State, it's in Oregon and many other places.
Florida.
Okay, yeah, all these. Now, Terry, again, 9 o'clock Sunday morning, State of Jefferson. You're going to be talking about that, and I'm sure the Sovereign Minds will also probably be picking it up after that too, and be talking a little bit about it.
Yes, and I want to remind people about the podcast and the archives. That's a great thing that Carl offers there. So, folks, if you don't hear it, you know you're off doing something. You can zap on to us anytime you want.
That's right.
You know, we've got the archives there,
and it's I urge people to do that. This here, whether you agree with the state of Jefferson or not, this is time that, you know, our representation up here is a joke, and you need to see what's going on, and you need to tune in on this or go back and listen to some of the archives. They're serious about this. This lawsuit may be that first step in getting us equal representation. Terry Raposa and all your group there, thank you so much for what you do.
Well, you're welcome, Carl.
Oh, wait a minute. We got a phone call in here, Gary, Terry, so hang on. Gary, do you have a question or a comment? Hello, Gary.
No, we're having a rally in Sacramento. I don't have a question. Oh. This is an additional information.
Okay, a rally in Sacramento. When?
We're taking buses etc. So why don't you let me on the air after Terry's gone?
Okay. Terry.
Yes.
Okay, that was Gary saying there's going to be a rally in Sacramento.
There is. We're going to have a rally on the steps of the Capitol on May the 31st from 11 to 1. We're really excited about that. We'll be talking more about that also on the program on Sunday. And we'll be, and Gary has some good information about how you can get there on a bus and all that good stuff.
Okay. All right, Terry. Thanks a lot. And everybody, Sunday, 9 o'clock, State of Jefferson.
All right. Thank you so much. Thanks, Terry. Okay, Gary, let's go to the phones. Okay, Gary, what's happening with the rally? Gary.
Yes.
What's happening with the rally? Give us all the information.
Hello.
Good morning. Great.
Okay. The 31st of the month. It's a Wednesday. We're taking four buses to Sacramento. All right?
Yep, we got that.
The contact person is Margie at 945-1313. And she's probably on Facebook, too. And also, Rally Sally would be contact person, too.
Okay, so if
and the cost is $35 a head. You can't go to Sacramento and park for $35.
And that's round trip.
That's round trip.
That's okay. And that's going to be on the 31st?
It's going to be leaving on the 31st, and we're leaving here 7 a.m. sharp.
From
the Eagle's Nest Church, that's where we have our meetings,
got it.
Which is on Bocelli across from Trucks Plus.
Right. Okay. We'll talk about this, I'm sure, several more times before then, Gary, but thanks a lot.
Right, right. We'll call you, and we also have two buses that will be loading in Red Bluff and the Corning area, too.
Wow.
And that's all coming out and give you exact locations. But it's there, so first come, first serve, and people need to
pay up front.
You know, first serve, first serve.
Okay.
It'll be a good time.
All right, Gary. Thanks very much.
All right. Thank you very much.
You bet. Hey, it's 15 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here. Let's take a quick break because Linda is going to tell you the three things you should never give your mom on Mother's Day. And, you know, trust me, I've seen them, and she's probably right. We'll be right back.
I wonder if you know what they are.
You will be right back.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, maybe able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
The Reading Rodeo has been inducted into the PRCA Hall of Fame as one of the top rodeos in the nation. Come see what makes the Reading Rodeo a recipient of this great honor as the Reading Rodeo takes place May 17th through the 20th. 4 days of action-packed rodeo with free performances of the Wrangler Million Dollar Silver Tour Rodeo. Wednesday and Thursday night are family night, and Friday is tough enough to wear pink night. Sponsored by Pendleton Whiskey. Saturday night, it's the Wrangler Champions Challenge as the top 10 in each event compete for an $80,000 purse. Every night will feature a Chuckwagon Races specialty act. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets, go online to ReadingRodeo.com or visit the Rodeo Box Office at the Reading Rodeo Grounds Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6. Order by phone at 241-8559. Reading Rodeo annual stake feed is Saturday, May 13th. Follow the Reading Rodeo on Facebook. The Reading Rodeo Grounds roar to life for the annual Reading Rodeo.
Hi, this is Janet from PirateSecret.com. Pirate Secret essential oils are legendary old world wellness potions that you rub into your skin, face, feet, and beard for wellness, grooming, and hygiene. The herbs found in our special blend of essential oils have been used in medicinal applications throughout history. We invite you to experience the nourishing and moisturizing benefits of Pirate Secret essential oils on your skin and beard. Available at Enjoy the Store, Orchard Nutrition, Country Organics, and six other NorCal locations. For more information, visit us at PirateSecret.com.
The 23rd annual banquet for the Reading Chapter of Safari Club International will be conducted May 13th at the Wind River Event Center. Safari Club International is the premier organization that protects hunters' rights and promotes wildlife conservation worldwide. Join us for a night of great food and fantastic auctions. Auctions will include African hunting safaris, Argentinian dove hunts, elk, bear, and buffalo hunts. Special drawings for youth and ladies for gear and guns. For tickets, call Larry McLeod at 530-474-5075.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 12 minutes before the hour, 9 o'clock, it's 55, going up to 67 today. Maybe a little chance of showers. Be a beautiful weekend and next week for the rodeo. Hey, by the way, the rodeo parade's got an urgent update that if you mailed your application to the rodeo parade and not received your entry number by Monday, contact Tom Spade immediately at 241-0201 or 227-6859. The original addresses were not right on that. Mm-hmm. The Reading Rancheria State of the Tribe Luncheon is going to be May 24th. Tickets $35 per person or $300 for a table of eight. Doors open at 11:30. RSVP to Kim Patton or Maria Orozco over at that. And, okay, even though you just heard us talking about Safari Club International, it's going to be tomorrow night. You're going to have a great time. You can still get some tickets, I believe, at 474-5075. You're not going to find a better place to spend a Saturday night than right there. Call Larry McLeod, 474-5075.
All right, so the world's oldest living World War II veteran turned 111. Richard... 111, excuse me. Richard Overton celebrated his birthday with a lunch party at the University of Texas Club.
Now, how does he live to be so long? I mean, how what does he do?
Well, let me tell you where he served in the Pacific Theater with the 1,887th Engineer Aviation Battalion from 1942 to 1945.
Wow. So how's he stay alive?
He said,
so long?
I still get around. I can still talk. I can still see. I can still walk. And he told the KVUE out of Austin, Texas, that his secret to long life is cigars and whiskey.
Yeah, there he is. He said, well, did you smoke any cigars today?
How many cigars did you have this morning? A friend asked Overton. Oh, about three or four. Y'all have been holding me down. I always drink a little bit. Keeps me alive. I've been alive for so long.
Well, you know what? I'm obviously in the wrong health craze here. You know, I've got to stop eating organics and start smoking cigars because, you know, I mean, you know what? The thing is that 111 years old, he is America's oldest living veteran. Hey, now, the three things. This is what I love. The three things you should not get your mom. Jared. Three things you should not get your mom for Mother's Day. Are you ready?
Okay. What not to give your Mother's Day. What not to give your mom on Mother's Day. Okay. So we have the first thing is a bouquet of donuts.
Don't get the bouquet of donuts. Okay. Roses.
Even though you may want it.
even though you may like it, mom probably doesn't. Okay.
Okay. The next one is. A romance novel from KFC.
Kentucky Fried Chicken. There is a romance novel out with the colonel as a sailor looking all buff but with the colonel's face there. And this is a romance novel that, you know, that they have and to go along with your Kentucky Fried Chicken. But the favorite and the most that you should not take your mom to is?
Hooters. Do not take your mother to Hooters on Mother's Day, although they do have a special.
They have a Mother's Day special at Hooters.
What if they have a T-shirt? I brought my mother to Mother's Day on Hooters.
We went to Hooters on Mother's Day.
Well, don't laugh because my brother, 1 year for his birthday, wanted us to go to Hooters. So we did in Sacramento. And I was kind of like, it was tongue-in-cheek, appalling, yet funny. And what was interesting is that they were trying to make, I think I've told you this several times on the air, but they were trying to make at that particular time, Hooters into a family environment. So there were those little plastic pink, trikes with kids all over, riding around in the restaurant. And they were riding around in the restaurant at Hooters. It was just like, what planet
surreal.
Am I on?
It was pretty surreal.
Yeah, what planet
okay,
am I on?
Now, the thing about it is that they do have Mother's Day specials at Hooters. I'm just not imagining. I just can't picture bringing June to Hooters for lunch. So Tom would probably enjoy it. So
well, he's been there, done that. Okay,
know,
a couple other things that they say.
He's a chick magnet.
Don't give your mom macaroni art.
Macaroni art.
And the other one is some lame IOU note. Like, I promised a babysitter, I'm going to let you sleep.
I'll give you a foot rub. Yeah, don't give them that. Okay.
Do not give a mom tattoo on your own flesh. Do not to say mom. And do not give your mother any dessert involving fondant.
Involving what?
Fondant.
What's that?
Oh, you know, that's like the cake I had the other night with the wonderful bow.
Oh,
bow.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
That was great. I don't know why. Handmade packing. If you're not a kid or an artist, do not do handmade packing for your mother. A framed photo of you without your siblings.
I like that one.
A card that is on sale, you know, like to my wife, scratched out with mom next to it. Do not get a pet of any kind for your mother for Mother's Day. Or a passive-aggressive gift, such as a book on how to be a good mom.
Let's go to Coach Bob. Hey, Coach Bob, what kind of ideas you got here, buddy?
Good heavens, I got to follow all of that. But I'll tell you, I take offense at the Hooters comment, because what if my mom works at Hooters?
Well, you know what? If your mom works at Hooters, it's okay then.
And you better...
Well, thank you.
I'd love to meet her.
I'll bet you would.
Do they have
Hooters
shirts?
For seniors.
Yeah, Hooters for seniors. They just have to print the Hooters a little bit lower on the shirt.
Oh, God. Okay, guys. All right, Coach, what's on your mind?
That's all I had. That was the only thing on what mind I have left after all of those notes.
Okay.
Do this for mom. Thank you, guys.
Okay,
have a
buddy.
Weekend.
All right.
All right, thanks.
Okay, so the other thing it says, as we go down the list of what not to get your mom, do not give her your Netflix account you stole in 2009. Why it says tickets to Hamilton, I don't get that. I don't get that.
Does it say why?
Let's see. Keep them to yourself. If your mom wants to see Hamilton, she can enter the lottery in her own damn time. A special edition copy of The Mask. We know this is your favorite movie and that you're just going to steal it. Or cash. Do not give your mother cash. That would be so weird if your mom was your grandchild. We don't think that is the case. Cash. And number 15, finally,
nothing.
Don't give your mom. It says nothing.
You got to give her something. You got to give her some. And guys, if you have a wife and you don't have kids, you still give her a card on Mother's
Day. What if you're a puppy mom? Furry baby.
A fur baby?
Yeah, if you have a fur baby, you're still mommy.
Look, I learned my lesson 10 years ago about this, you know? I said, "Honey, you're not a mother." And you just looked at me. Well, everybody else is getting cards. You're right. Okay, got it. And there's cards out there for my wife on Mother's Day.
Yeah.
And it says, even though we don't have children, you are the mother of some. You're such a good person. Anyway, forget it. Hey, we are having a block-long yard sale tomorrow on Chestnut Street.
We're still getting our stuff out of the attic.
Just go to the corner of Placer and the Godfather Bail Bonds. Hang a left if you're going up the hill. Hang a right if you're coming down the hill.
Mm-hmm.
But there'll be signs. And you get onto Chestnut, and there will be yards full of stuff for sale. Now, I'm bringing out stuff from my Harley riding days, jackets, chaps, things like that.
Me too.
And Linda's bringing out stuff that she's had, you know. And
on the Harley stuff.
On the Harley stuff. But we're also bringing out glassware, and I have some stuff from Iraqi Freedom and from Desert Storm that people might find interesting,
mm-hmm.
you know, that I'm going to put premium prices on. shot glass collections, clothing, dishware.
We're still pulling
China.
Stuff out.
We're just pulling stuff
we're
out.
We're so
everywhere.
Unorganized. I mean, you know, it's tomorrow morning and we have to get up at 5 o'clock. We have this ride today and I am starting to get this hyperventilation because I have stuff up in the attic. I'm going to sell old hats that would be vintage hats. I've got clothing. I've got boots. I've got shoes. You know, I'm just going to pull stuff I like. Each I room,
lot,
I think
I have
of,
a
okay.
lot less than she has. So, come up.
And what do you do when you're like done said, and it doesn't
we've
sell?
Got like, we've got like 15 houses out there that are going to have stuff, I think. Well, if it doesn't sell, then I put it up in the back of the back of the F-150, and we head down to Goodwill.
Okay.
And so if you see something that doesn't sell, just follow us down there. We got a sewing machine, by the way, from the it's really cool. It's like from the 1940s.
Mm-hmm. My grandmother's. I yeah. carried it all the way back from Iowa.
And I carried it all the way from the
it's from Montgomery Ward's, but it's one of those old, you know, it does have a plug-in. I don't even know if it works because I haven't plugged it in. But, I mean, it's still when you open up, it's in the wood, really cool wood case that's like a table. And when I pulled it open the other day, well, yesterday in storage, it still has some of the spools in it from the thread.
Got everything.
And, cool.
It's got everything there. Okay. Hey, look, everybody, have a great weekend. Be careful out there. For all the riders today, we have, for you tall riders, we have tall horses and short horses for short riders. And for those riders who have never ridden before, we've got a couple of the Reading Rodeo horses that have never been ridden. And it'll be just kind of fun putting you on it just to kind of watch what happens as you buck your way through the rest of the line there. So, everybody, have a good
Thanks
day.
Thanks to the Quorum
remember
Ranch.
Remember remember Quorum Ranch, big shout out to them. A big shout out to the Best Little Sandwich Shop.
And to all the winners today for your winning your Pirates Mist. Yeah. Those packages are at the front desk here at 1326 Market Street. Come and get them today.
There you go. All right, everybody, have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't.
Community Talk Radio for the North State is KCNR Shasta Redding, where the news is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Attorney General Jeff Sessions describes it as the right and moral thing to do.
I have empowered our prosecutors to charge and pursue the most serious offense, as I believe the law requires, most serious, readily provable offense.
A major turnabout from Obama-era policy. It will likely result in more convicts being sentenced to longer prison terms. Sessions says drug-fueled violent crime is surging and something must be done.
We intend to reverse this trend. We are returning to the enforcement of the laws as passed by Congress.
And Sessions vows we will win this fight. President Trump